At CFM, Lee and Jess for breakfast. Coming up to Christmas, we love catching up with Paul from Hope It's in Paul's Kitchen. Ian Devonport is with us now. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Good.
First of all, what do you do?
Help the people in the community, feed them, clothe them.
Yep.
Anything, talk with them, have a social place for them to sit and have a coffee and a biscuit and a pie or bacon and eggs or something like that.
And you put a lot of work into this, don't you?
Oh, I love it, mate. My whole life revolves around that. And that sort of comes first. Or probably second, I have to put my wife first.
You're in trouble when you get home.
She's probably listening. Yeah.
No, it's been a challenging year for everyone, but it's been a challenging couple of years for you. So we've got to say, how good is that beard looking? So good to have it back.
It's on the comeback.
And flourishing.
It's back. It's back.
It's definitely back. Yeah. How have you been? Are you well?
Yeah, good. Awesome. Yeah, no, look, I've got to overrule my stuff and just dealing with having half a tongue.
Yep.
But, kicking along. Cool. Things have been great. This year's been, with the COVID and all that, how things have been a bit up and down. All through that period, the kitchen was still open. I was serving food from out the back door, under a tent and coffees. And I was making it and doing it all by myself for that few months or whatever it was.
Wow.
Right. So you had your big garage sale last weekend. That was a success.
Oh, that was a beaut. Yeah, it raised enough money to pay one power bill and a week's shopping.
Wow.
That is sensational. And all the goods from that were donated to me by someone of the community who had this excess brand new stuff and said, Paul, you do what you like.
Lovely.
It's sensational to pay a power bill.
Absolutely.
And they're not cheap.
No, it takes the pressure off so much. I don't have to think about where I'm getting that next. Community serving community, that little bit that them people that can do goes a long way to a bloke like me.
Right. Coming up to Christmas, not long now, you've got a couple of community rides coming up on the bike.
Got a beautiful community ride with the Northwest Coast Easy Riders Social Motorcycle Club, and they supported us a little while ago and had a homeless awareness night ride, and that was a great success. We raised a great heap of funds on that day. As you guys know, I'm not government funded, so every little bit that comes in from anywhere is just a godsend to me, to a bloke like me. And this weekend we've got on Saturday. Today we're doing an awareness ride for the kitchen, which is raised a little bit their input for Christmas dinner. And on Sunday I'm taking, I have a Harley sidecar, so I'm taking a 100-year-old lady and a 101-year-old lady for a ride in the sidecar.
Oh, good on you.
Awesome.
I'm so looking forward to that. And I think that's part of what I do in the community, share the experience with everybody.
Love it.
They'll have to hold on to their teeth that day, won't they? Now, all right, let's talk about Christmas Day. You put on a spread normally, don't you?
Oh, sensational spread. I've got the spits already. They're all sort of warming up already, mate. I've got the pork organised and the lamb organised and the rest of it will just happen between now and then. The turkeys, the chickens, the hams and all that. Generally, my fingers are out, always hoping that the people of the community will sort of put their hands in their pockets possibly and even, donate at the Sprayton Butcher or something like that.
Yeah. Like a pay it forward kind of thing, maybe chuck some money over the counter to go to the meal on Christmas Day.
Sensational, Sprayton Butcher. Cool. You go in there and mention me name, they'll go, I know that fella.
So as the old saying is, the more the merrier. You said you're not government funded, so any little bit helps, doesn't it?
Every little bit helps. That's exactly how we run. Sometimes I have to do these little extra things, such as I said, I had a garage clearance last weekend to help pay for things. Otherwise, I have to put my hand in my own pocket, which I try not to do too much these days.
Now, that's not to say you don't every now and again either.
I always do, that's the nature of the beast, happy place,
Right, so Christmas Day, for those that in need, might just need a friend to hang out with on the day or a feed, when, where?
Okay, the first thing I'd just like to say about that, what do I do there is not for anybody. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what position you're in, whether you're a millionaire, you're still welcome there for dinner. On that day, dinner will be, Christmas dinner will be served 2 o'clock.
Yep.
We'll have the full spread, just like Mum, I always tell you this, just like Mum used to do for me as a child growing up, with all the sauces and the crackling and the trimmings.
Have you perfected the crackling yet?
Oh, yes. I'm sure very well known for me crackle. Yeah, absolutely. She comes out nice on the spit too.
Beautiful.
And Santa comes on Christmas Day and everybody that's there gets presents.
Awesome.
I open the place up to anybody. I put tables and chairs outside and the atmosphere and the carols, and generally someone's there playing a bit of music to
so good.
Yeah, to help celebrate the day.
Wonderful.
People can come and go, and the table spread with all the Christmas lollies and all the cheer that goes along with it. I so look forward to it. It's quite an effort, but I tell you what, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
There we go. You can find them in Fenton Street or on Facebook. Just look for Hope at St. Paul's Kitchen, and hopefully there are some philanthropic people of the North West Coast that might be able to help you out. Paul, thanks for coming in. Great to see you again.
Sensational, guys. Thank you.